All right, Coach. Congratulations, man. I'm telling you, that was some kind of effort. You said it was going to take an all-night affair, and you had to find a way to do it and play harder than they did. You had the effort. You get the win, 33-15. What a game. What a night. And the cup is back in the house.
Man, it feels so good. I'm just so happy for our kids. You know, like, I don't know. It's hard for me to put into words. And I'm not talking about winning and losing games. Like, I get all that part of it. I'm just talking about what this season has been. You know, I think everybody owes these kids a great deal of gratitude. You know, and really not just our kids. I'm talking about the kids at Virginia, the kids at Georgia Tech. To play through all of this, to play 11 games, this is a hell of a lot different than playing four games at Northwestern or wherever, the Big Ten or the Pac-12. I mean, this was brutal. And to see our guys hang in through all of it, again, they're all volunteers. And, you know, this is why you don't quit. This is why you work hard. This is why you don't opt out. Okay, this is why you show up every single day and do the very best you can in whatever the job you've been asked to do, regardless of circumstance. And it's so nice to be able to teach that lesson off of good feeling, rewarding performance that our kids put on tonight.
What was the scene like there, out there on the field taking pictures, and then what happened in the locker room?
The scene on the end, we're not good enough. We're not very good at taking the picture yet. Like, we need to practice it.
Come on, you did it 15 years in a row.
We're too tight. We need to spread out. And then Dave had the ladder like 3 inches from us. I was worried he couldn't get everybody in it. But I have all of those pictures in my basement. Okay. And it was awesome taking the picture. And the locker room was bananas. And I finally got the guys to quiet down, which was hard. And I said, this is why you work hard. You know, this is why you try to be selfless. All the things we're teaching, this is why right now in this moment. And it was really cool.
You had to handle some ups and downs during this game, but what was so special about the second quarter when you just exploded, had 225 yards, 24 points in the second quarter, just kind of the big plays and whatnot?
Well, I can't remember it all in order, but the two big plays were huge. And I thought, for me, there was a couple things. One is Braxton, in the first quarter, kept several drives alive. You know, it was third down. Like, we weren't, like, ripping off big plays. Like, it was really hard. We had one drive. I don't know how many plays it was.
17.
17 plays. Was it a touchdown or a field goal?
That was a touchdown.
So I don't know how many third down conversions we had in there, but Braxton continued to break the pocket, find a guy right at the sticks. Those were huge plays for us to get points. 4 for 4 on third down for us to get points on those drives. And then in the second quarter, the big plays hit. You know, the big stretch that hit for Khalil, and then the bonus points with
Tavion.
Yeah. So, like, and that's the same situation. Like, I've caught flack for this before, but you get the ball with a minute and a half left or whatever, and the other team has 3 timeouts. And if you are, the 85 Bears on defense, you don't worry about it, right? You just throw it 3 times. If you throw 3 incompletions, the other team gets the ball back, then that's fine, and they go out and stop them. But if you're not the 85 Bears, like, it's your job offensively to make sure that they don't get the ball back, you know, with a short field or with, you know, to get cheap points. So, you know, we're kind of in what we call SOS, which is like, let's try and get a first down. And then if we get a first down, let's start moving with some tempo and to kind of get it bumped out of there and then have tape. You know, we had a big 3rd-and-5 conversion there with Khalil on the run, and then boom. We go into Mayday, which is our 2-minute offense, and Tavion catches the ball. I don't think it was a coverage that he should have been open, but we held the ball for a while, and Braxton kind of slid to the left and made the play, and then Tavion finally got in the end zone. You know, he's had several big plays since he's been here, but always gotten tackled on the 4 or the 5. And this one he took to the house. Those were bonus points, I think.
It was funny. We mentioned that on the air about your clock management there. We said you've caught a lot of crap for that, but we stuck up for you.
Well, right, I appreciate that. I just don't think people understand.
I know they don't. I mean,
a guy that only cares about scoring points and getting yards goes out there and just throws it all the time. But the bottom line is, like, the other team has three timeouts. If they, like, you got an obligation, again, especially when you're not, you know, like I said, like, if you got Lawrence Taylor out there sacking the quarterback every other time, it's no big deal. And, like, in my second year in 17 – when we were unbelievable on defense and had a bunch of freshmen out there on offense, then it's a little bit different deal. But, golly, like, you can't hang your defense out to dry.
Yeah, Braxton was solid. And the balance that you had on offense with a 253 rush, 212 pass, and you couldn't ask for a better balance, right?
Yeah, I was pleased with that. The thing that I would be critical of is, like, I felt like we had too many negative runs. You know, like, there was times when – and I'm not being critical of any person. There was times when I wish we could have gotten north and south a little bit quicker to avoid the second and 12 or second and 9. But, you know, for us to be able to run the ball, have some big plays, and then, you know, play action and be effective on the outside, and get, you know, quite a few people involved, I thought was pretty cool.
How about the defense on two occasions? The muff punt did a great job to get a 3-and-out, and then after what was that for? The interception? No, the fake punt.
Fake punt.
The fake punt. That's right, in the third quarter.
Came out and got stops on
got
both
stops,
of those.
Right, yeah.
And I was I told the media, I was asked the same question. Is, like, I have loved our energy responding to sudden change on the defensive side of the ball. We haven't always executed it. You know, like, we've preached it. In my opinion, it's obvious. Our guys take the field as a challenge in those situations. You know, I remember we fumbled a ball against Duke early in the game when we were about to put the game away. And, boom, the defense took the field and just was like their hair was on fire. And they did that on two occasions. But now they executed at a high enough level to get the stops. And, obviously, they missed the field goal on the drop punt. And I just thought that was huge. That was big momentum, big confidence for our guys. Our defense, I thought, played better last week. Again, I think – what we did this week and last week, which is get in the huddle, shorten the freaking game, and then coach our guys all week on defense, because we're not motating hardly any people. Like, let's go play with our hair on fire on the snaps that were in there and try and reduce the snaps. I think that's been beneficial.
How about Khalil Herbert? What a beast that guy is, and a great find from the portal. Man, that guy's solid.
I mean, we have kicked ass in the portal. I'm just going to be honest. Like, we have added not just – and we've taken crap for it, which drives me nuts. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous. We have added such quality people, first of all, and also quality players. And it's just been so beneficial for us. I've told the story. And I actually, in pregame, I had the seniors that were going through senior day stand up, and I talked about each one of them. And I told the story on Khalil. I said, you know, Khalil, when I heard you were leaving – and I heard the story of why, I said, no thanks. Okay. But we knew somebody that worked there, and we called him, and that person said, this is the best kid in our program. He didn't say the best player. He said the best kid. And then I was sold. And that's all he's done. He's come here with a great attitude, a great work ethic. Obviously, he's been a productive player. But, God, what a gem. What a great kid. Great family. Just – been a pleasure to be around. So grateful for our time together.
How about James Mitchell? He muffs that punt. And how about the catch he made right in the sideline, right in front of you with that one hand?
Awesome. Great example, right? Great example of responding. I grabbed him after the muff punt. I said, are you okay? Because I thought he was gimped up a little bit, like on his leg or something. And he said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, you know what your job is right now is to play the next play. Your job right now is to forget about that, play the next play. And the defense stops them, and they missed a field goal, and I grabbed them. I said, that's what teams do. That's what good teams do. They pick up others when they're down. And, went on to have a really impactful game, and another kid, just great family and great person.
How about Brian Johnson, 4 for 4 in field goals?
God, he was money today. And we kicked long ones today because we were in, you know, kind of no man's land. They were all long field goals, and – you know, they just jumped off his foot, and he was just smoking them. You know, we didn't have Oscar today.
Yeah. Peter Moore comes in.
Peter Moore came in, and and was in some pressure situations where we knew they were going to come after us when we were punting late. And, you know, but Oscar still held. And you know, I hated that he couldn't punt, but he had a big impact on the game, and certainly so did Brian.
How about Amari Barno? Is that one of the best moves ever made, moving him from linebacker to defensive end to ceiling on that guy? Is unreal.
I'm just telling you, like, these kids and, like, the word trust. And Divine Diablo is another one. Divine was a wide receiver. And you know,
yeah.
And I'm not saying that I saw anything that anybody else couldn't see, but he moved to DB, and he's a lot better DB than he is a wide receiver. And Amari, you know, when we approached him about moving to defensive end, I know he didn't want to. In his mind, he was a linebacker. And he trusted us. He talked. He asked questions. And now he's reaping all the benefits. And there's not a better kid out there. I'm just telling you, like, all smiles and just, boy, he can run now. Gosh darn it, can he run? You know, he's just so fast. And, you know, when he figures that, his junior college coach texts me almost all the time, checking in on him, because that's the impact Amari made on his junior college coach. His junior college coach loves him, and so do we.
You know, you love your team captains or captains for a reason. Hewitt had a great sack there at the end. Diablo got your interception. Those guys have meant so much to this program, haven't they?
I mean, to see Divine have that success and play that well today, you know, I don't mean to get too sentimental, but I'm just going to tell you, the good Lord made a beautiful person in Divine Diablo, and he's honest and sweet and smart and kind and caring and hardworking and tough and, you know, all the things you want in your son. He's just a great person and so awesome. Like, that interception, I mean, like, we couldn't even get the people onto the field on offense because it was like a receiving line at a wedding. You know what I mean? Like, it was like 65 players standing there wanting to shake his hand. Like, I thought they were going to start getting his autograph. You know, like, that's how much reverence these people have for him, these kids have for him. He's just a fantastic example. And Jared Hewitt, all he does is play his butt off every single week.
You know, the third downs were certainly a big factor tonight, the way you guys played. It was just awesome. Just such makes a big deal. You win the turnover battle, certainly huge. Just a fantastic night.
No, it really was. And it's just a great example of our kids and, you know, like, again, like, how all they've been through. To get them to get the reward, you know, I already thought about it. If we can win this game, I'm just going to tell them, this is why you don't quit. And this is why you work hard. And this is why you don't opt out. And this is why you don't listen to other people. And this is why you stick together. And this is why it's about team. When this outside world is pushing you towards selfishness and individualism, and we're trying to teach the greatest team sport ever invented, this is why. And it's just so nice to see them happy and get to relish in the moment. It's very rewarding for me, not on a personal level, but just on getting to see our guys so happy.
Yeah. Last one for you, Coach. What happens from here? What's the schedule going to be like? If you get invited to a bowl, do you go? Do y'all have to talk about that? What goes on from here?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I tell you what, we will meet as a staff at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and we will meet as a team at 12 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll talk about it. You know, like, I don't know all the options or what the things are or how it's all going to work, but I'm going to talk to the team about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell them how I feel. I want to know how they feel.
Yeah.
And then we'll decide from there.
Well, congratulations. Go enjoy this thing. We're into Sunday now, so the sun will be up in a few hours, and we might see it.
I'm going to. I can tell you that much, boys.
Congratulations, Coach.